Good morning and welcome to our podcast. I'm David Pritchard, Head of Marketing here at Sintons, joined by my colleague Ed Liddell, who is a solicitor in the Wills, Trusts and Estates team here at Sintons. And our podcast today is the first in our Understanding Wills, Trusts and Estates podcast series that Ed and I are going to be recording over the coming weeks and months, dealing with different aspects of Wills, Trusts and Estates. Ed this morning is going to talk about what is a trust. There's also a written version of this podcast, which you can find on our website, www.sintons.co.uk, should you wish to take a look at that. Enough from me, straight over to Ed. Ed, welcome to Sintons and welcome to podcasting. Over to you for what is a trust.
Lovely. Thank you, David. So trust, what is one? A very good question. Trusts all too often seem to conjure images of palatial estates, landed gentry and Hollywood films, quite frequently featuring teenagers vacationing in Europe. They also seem to be quite mysterious. The truth is that trust can be relevant and suitable to anyone depending on their circumstances. Trust, at their most simple, are a formal arrangement by which an asset is given to someone to hold and manage for the benefit of someone else. The person who looks after the asset is known as the trustee, and the person for whom they're looking after the asset is known as the beneficiary. Trusts are usually created in one of two ways, either on your death by your will or during your lifetime by way of a deed. It's not really possible to go into all of the circumstances in which a trust might be appropriate for you, but a common example is if you wish to leave money to a person in your will who lacks the capacity to manage the funds themselves. In this case, the trustees would look after the money on behalf of the beneficiary and make decisions in the best interest of the beneficiary when it comes to how the asset is invested and paid out. Another reason may be to protect assets in the event of a family member going through a divorce or bankruptcy. For example, you may have planned to leave your estate to your children in your will, but unfortunately one of them is going through marital difficulties. Should you die and then your child subsequently go through a divorce, then the share of your estate that is passed to the child would count amongst their assets when it comes to any financial settlement. To mitigate against this, you could create a trust within your will so that a share of the estate does not pass to your child directly but is held on trust for them. There are many other reasons to create a trust, either during your lifetime or in your will. Tax planning, to ensure an inheritance is held until a child reaches a certain age, to look after a spouse during the lifetime but to then ensure the assets pass to your children or other chosen beneficiaries, to name but a few. I will be going over the process of creating a trust during your lifetime in my next podcast and article. But if you would like any further information regarding trusts in the meantime, then please contact a member of the award-winning Sintons Will Trust and Estate team. Thank you, David.
Thanks very much, Ed. Enjoyed listening to that one. I'm looking forward to running this series with you. Very quickly for me, we continue to work hard to produce, deliver, release webinars, articles, blogs, content, all of which can be found on our website, www.sintons.co.uk, and that will include all episodes of this series and all episodes of the live monthly Wills, Trusts and Estates Q&A that we're currently running with Lauren Fraser from the team, where we answer three of the questions that you put to us each month. So all of this content, all of this great content, including all the articles and blogs on the website, again, www.sintons.co.uk. You can also follow the team on Twitter at SintonsPC. Just as Ed mentioned there, if you would like to discuss anything he's raised any further, please don't hesitate to get in touch with him or a member of the team. Ed can be contacted via telephone 0191 226 7878 or via email edward.liddell@sintons.co.uk. The next podcast will be with you probably in about a month's time. Stay safe, everyone, and we'll speak to you then. Thanks for listening.